So the corridor in between the state capital and the University of Texas has always been kind of an interesting place in terms of being a culinary destination. There's a few places that have been around for decades, Texas Chili Parlor, Dog and Duck, and El Mercado. And of course, they all trade in beer, Tex-Mex, and chili, which are all very popular. But there aren't a lot of dining options there. The Clay Pit has done a good job, the Indian restaurant, of carving out a niche as a destination location. So I think Cherry Street's going to try and do that with their dinner service. But they kind of have a built-in lunch crowd, you would think, from all the office workers and state workers nearby.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of Italian food is it?
They have antipasti and pasta and sandwiches and salads and pizzas. But it's best when it's kept simple, like the margherita pizza, which is, you know, pools of melted mozzarella and roasted tomatoes that are bursting at the seams and nice pieces of fresh basil. The dough is nice and chewy, bubbled around the crust. They make some really good savory meatballs that are pork and beef based that are flecked with herbs, and those are really nice. They retained all their juiciness. They're served in a little French onion style bowl with a little tomato ragu style sauce in the bottom with carrots and celery. So those were really good. But when they got away from some of the more classic and simple flavors, it got a little bit confusing for me.
Which dishes would you recommend avoiding there?
Well, the puttanesco is odd. It's kind of a southern Italian dish. Tomato sauce with olives are the primary component there, with capers. So it's kind of salty and tangy. But they top theirs with breadcrumbs, which I found really odd. It was almost like the bowl had been dumped over on a shuffleboard table and then thrown back in the bowl. So those breadcrumbs really smother the flavor. And it had mussels in there, which had some nice fierce garlic in the mussels, but the mussels were a little bit overcooked. And so that was just kind of confusing. The pasta primavera, you know, primavera, spring, it's supposed to be kind of a light dish. And it was really oily. And then oddly, there were red pepper flakes in there that made it quite hot. And then the olives and the capers from the puttanesca returned. And you usually don't see olives and capers in a primavera. And so when you see menu items reappearing where you don't expect them, you kind of get suspicious. I'd have that dish again because I thought it was good, but you just got to go in knowing that it's going to be a pretty spicy dish.
So who would this restaurant appeal to then?
You know, at lunchtime, it did a really brisk business, but the service was still good. And it looked like it was full of office workers and state capital folks or state workers. I would imagine in the evening, it's going to be a little bit harder to pull a crowd. That neighborhood is not a real residential neighborhood. There's a few apartment complexes around, but it's kind of near Judges Hill. It's near the Capitol, so there's a lot of office buildings. You know, I think it would make a great place for a UT student trying to impress a girl. It's not extremely expensive. You know, the pasta dishes are $14, $15, $16, a pizza for about $10. But, you know, with them walking distance of the university, so whether you're a professor who wants to take your wife or husband there, or a student that wants to take a date there, it's a nice, leisurely place to have an Italian experience, a trattoria-style meal with several items to choose from that would probably make a lot of people happy. You just have to know that some of the dishes might be a little bit of a curveball and some tried-and-true recipes.
All right. Well, Cherry Street is located at 1612 Lavaca. You can read Matthew Odom's review of the restaurant, along with all his restaurant reviews, at austin360.com. Matthew, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks so much.
This is KUT 90.5.